a thing. All right, are you ready? So what did I say? What was I supposed to say?
I'm only guilty of 13 counts of murder.
So did you hear about the recent acquisition of Tide by Lay's potato chips?
Wait, what? This is news to me.
You can't eat just one. Tide Pod, got him. So how do we introduce the show? Meme. Value theorem. Have you ever been sitting down wishing you had a way to value yourself, but you just couldn't figure it out? That's probably what everybody who goes to Antarctica thinks. They're just sitting there in this ice wasteland. What are they doing? Have you ever seen those, like, I don't know if they're even documentaries. They're just researchers who, like, go to these frigid places. And as far as I tell, they just get free food and freeze to death for, like, at least 6 months. Like,
no, this is fine.
Did you know the North Pole has a midnight sun for 6 months?
Are you serious? This is crazy information.
It's not like straight, I don't think. Like, it's just, it stays out for a long time. You know how certain times of year, like in northern places, are so, like, they're just have a different sunlight.
Like Alaska.
Yeah. Like, the days, like, they won't see sunlight except for, like, an hour a day. It's like some dystopian, like, they're on Mars or some alien planet in the future. And there's just no light. And I assume they all shrivel up and die or hide in an igloo. I don't know. But
hide in an igloo. From what?
The cold. That's exactly what do you think igloos are for?
What is there in Antarctica? Just a bunch of, like, oil rigs or whatever? People trying to find stuff?
There's an orange, I distinctly remember an orange building that's like a research outpost for looking at, like, penguins and stuff.
Yeah.
So, which is do you say penguins or penguins? Because I usually in my head say penguins, but everybody tells me to say penguins, which both sound kind of stupid.
I just
to
say penguin.
So you do say peng. I wonder who says penguins. Why have I been yelled at about this?
I don't know. I don't even. People say penguin.
We're from the same place, basically. True. People do say penguin because it might actually be, like, I don't know if there's a right way. It's in a live language, right? So nothing has to be correct.
Right.
But let's look up what Google, like, Google Translate can read the words. Let's see what the robot voice of Google Translate. Because that's actually, let's hear. It says penguin. Who told me to say penguin? Yeah, it was probably my dad.
Go to Wikipedia and look at penguin. The freaking picture for penguin is a chinstrap penguin. That's a beautiful name. Chinstrap.
Oh my god! Helmet. It totally makes sense. It does kind of look. It's not really on his chin, is it? It is like a helmet.
That's it looks crazy. Like someone took a picture of penguin and then, like, went to paint and then just drew a black line.
Do you know what's an interesting connection between birds, Antarctica, and all of that? And the robot voice for how to pronounce it?
I'm assuming I'll know when you tell me in a second.
Do you know, did I tell you about lyrebird?
No.
It's like L-Y-R-E, like the instrument, a lyre, not like me, a liar. Like, you know.
Not like you.
Yeah, not like V, like L-Y-R-E, like the little...
Are you talking about the actual bird or like the... some program?
Well, there is an actual lyre bird, but there is an instrument. Have you never heard of a lyre? It's kind of like...
I know what a lyre is.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
See, it's like the guitar thing, but old.
But not.
It's like it's a mini harp guitar type thing.
Yeah.
It looks more like a harp, but it's like handheld kind of.
Yeah, sure.
But there was this startup that made this website called Lyrebird, and they make essentially robot voices, but of you.
Oh, that's scary. I'm on it right now. That is scary.
It's actually, you can do it right there. Like, we could do it right now. You create your voice. You say about, you have to say at least 30 sentences, which is amazing, because it used to take like 8 hours of recording and you had to do lots of tedious stuff right. just to get something that wasn't good. And now you can record 30 things or as many as you want to make it better.
Machine learning.
Yeah, so it basically just trains itself on your voice, which is weird. And they've done it with, they have examples on there. Like, I know they have famous people, a couple ones, but like, I think there's a Trump one, like they trained in a bunch of Trump data to try to make it. But it's cool. You could go right on the website, create your own vocal avatar.
I'm guessing you've made one.
I think so. Let's find out. I recorded something for them a long time ago. I don't know if I know my account though. But
it's really, I don't know if I want to try this.
I did a back and forth comparison once, and I almost posted that as a video on YouTube, but I lost the camera footage of like me, so it was just like a screen and me talking, which is kind of weird. But because you couldn't tell the difference, it wasn't like that good. It was remarkably better than anything I'd ever heard, though. It gets your speech intonation down pretty well, but it still has no like inflection or emotion to it. But the tonality was surprisingly right. It was as if it was you talking in a monotone voice, and you probably couldn't distinguish it. And
so
I think it was an actual promotional video for it. They called their mom and used the vocal avatar to respond to their mom, and she didn't know it was a thing. She just thought they were sick. Like, they were just talking weird because they were sick.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive, I think.
Antarctica is very boring. There's like five things there.
Like, over there's five things total?
There's penguins, nematodes, other small things. There's like two fungi, apparently. Okay, by two, I mean there's 1,150 species, but whatever. There's a couple plants. What the hell? People dumped waste there. There's some waste.
I looked up Antarctica. The first article that comes up is why there are hundreds of ancient mummified penguins in Antarctica.
I feel like that makes sense, though. It's frozen place.
Yeah, it's just cold, right? That's actually what it says. They're mummified by cold. Well, no.
Here's why there are hundreds of ancient mummified penguins in Antarctica. It's fucking cold.
Why are we paying these research people to go die in there and tell us things we already could have figured out logically? Believe it or not, one of the research station I was thinking of is called Troll. It's in Antarctica. It's Norwegian, and it's this like orange building, and it's on the northern tip of Antarctica.
Yeah.
And there's also a couple other ones. I don't know why all of the research stations are orange, but they all appear to be. Like, there's
to make it obvious, I guess, if there's some sort of storm. I don't know.
Maybe you got lost. You somehow ended up in Antarctica, and you're like, oh, civilization.
Sweet, sweet civilization.
Like, you wouldn't notice, you know, a brick. I mean, yeah, I don't think they would use that as a material, probably.
Do you think you could visit Antarctica?
There's some sort of stipulation about it.
Wiki travel. You can check rates at book a hotel. Wait, what?
I know you can like visit, but I thought you needed. Oh wait, yeah. It says anyone can visit. There are no territories by the Antarctic Treaty, so you can travel anywhere on the continent. I guess that makes sense because nobody owns it. So how could they stop you, really?
You just have to pay probably a lot of money.
Well, yeah, because how the heck do you get there? But I did a report when I was younger about one guy who'd, what was it, Robert something? He was a dog sledder guy, I think. He was like famous because he did a bunch of other stuff. I forget exactly what he found out, but he was like, he went through the whole region. He might have been the first person to get to the North Pole, actually. So maybe that's the opposite.
I think it was North Pole.
what is there anything at the North Pole?
I don't think so.
Robert Perry? Is that who it was? Man, this one, it must have been like 10 years ago. I wrote this thing. It was, you know, it was well researched. That's back when people still went and did like library books for research, I think. Not that they don't now, but.
Did you say 10 years ago?
Probably, because it was it was for school. It was like elementary school. I just remember. It probably was junior high, I would imagine. But that's still 10 years ago, isn't it? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, junior high, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, he did like a ton of expeditions. They called him Jesus. That's not what that says. It says Jessup Land. He claimed a visual discovery of Jessup Land. I don't know.
Jessup
Land. He was a landmark discoverer of Jessup, which apparently was the precursor to ketchup, maybe. I don't know. That's made up. It's a cape on the northern tip of Greenland. So he probably was like passing by. He's like, yep, that was me. didn't land, didn't check if anybody was already there. Yep. Nobody's seen that before. My name's Robert Perry.
Wait, on Wiki Travel for Antarctica, it says destinations. South Pole needs no introduction.
And I feel like it does.
It gives the other destinations and like writes a paragraph for each one.
It needs no. Are we going?
And then the next thing is Southern Pole of Inaccessibility.
Is that is like an actual place?
The furthest place in Antarctica from the Southern Sea. Other words, the hardest place to get to in the world.
I found the title for the podcast.
And there's an abandoned Soviet station there.
Can you touch our pole of inaccessibility?
I think we should write an album called that.
Definitely would write a novel. It would be an erotic novel. But I think it would be a pretty good album name, too.
Just pasting that there for reference.
Oh, yeah. The Southern Pole of
That's a great name.
I swear he did make one trip to the South Pole, but I think he had to turn around and he was like, screw it, I love the North. I was like, okay.
That's what was his name?
Robert Perry, Perry. There was multiple people named Robert who explored the North Pole, though. It's just a common name.
There's a journalist.
There's a journalist?
Oh, yeah. This guy scares me.
You have a picture? Oh, God, yeah. No, that's definitely him. I know what you're looking at exactly. God, is it this?
It's not that.
He's like, I don't have any job prospects. I guess I'm going to go put on this. I wish that was the current style. He looks like he's dressed up as, like, Bigfoot. He's probably why there's, like, conspiracy theories. He probably traveled through the forests in that same suit, and people were like, what the hell is that?
This is what I got. I don't know why it...
Oh, that's...
That's
me.
That.
You can upload to
Google. Ignore that.
You want me to upload the picture
no,
I got
from
Google Images on Google Image?
Ignore that.
I'll do
it. I don't
it.
Even know how...
I'm
like, right-clicked on the pic...
There you go. Oh my god. Let's see if I can open this up. Ooh. That does not look like the same man.
No.
That's the journalist?
That's the journalist.
Oh my god. I love the mustache. They both have glorious mustaches.
They do, yeah.
I don't think I could grow on that, but I definitely can.
I'm totally the top guy.
You'd hug him?
I'd hug him.
You'd hug this man.
The top one. First one.
He the looks one
warm and comfy.
He looks hardened by hardship. Just straight hardship. He's not even hardened by a specific thing. You just can tell.
He looks hard. I want to hug him.
Because you feel bad or because he just looks warm? Or just because you're a hugger?
Warm.
Are you even a hugger? Do you like to hug?
Sometimes.
Do you have to be wearing something to the level of like a Big Bird outfit like this
no.
guy?
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, this particular... It doesn't matter who's in that suit. I would hug that person, only to feel the comfiness.
He looks like a serial killer.
He does. He definitely does. I think if I wanted to be killed by anybody, I'd pick this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a good way to go. I think he'd make it quick. Yeah, I think this...
The more I stare into his soul, the more...
I found this other picture of him. Check it out.
Perfect.
I actually think he looks more like Big Bird than Big Bird actually does. I don't know how to explain it.
Like the torso part of the outfit definitely 100% matches.
My memory of Big Bird looks exactly like that, but just cover his face. Put a street cone on his head. Like
a street cone on his head.
If you put a street cone over Robert Perry's face, he would definitely be Big Bird.
Okay, now the question is, do you think Robert Perry would be friends with Robert Perry?
I don't think so. They do actually both seem like fairly intense people.
They do.
Like, but I think Robert Perry, the journalist, looks like he's, how do I explain it? Kind of like he's too serious about something that is, like, this one guy's been in the cold. Like, he's deep. Like, this guy's a hard-hitting investigative journalist, sure. Yeah. But how hard-hitting can it be? Like, this guy rode by himself for, like, thousands of miles through a place that doesn't even exist to most people. Like,
yeah, this guy writes things, so please respect him.
What is a piece that Robert Perry, the investigator, what is he known for? Oh, my God. Oh, my, he looks different from every angle.
He does. He like, writes news for, like, important things.
What important thing? What's one thing, Rob?
CIA involvement in Contra cocaine trafficking. I don't know, man.
I don't even know what Robert Perry, the explorer, that found. That I don't know. I just thought it was
Who's
funny.
That girl?
I think that was... I don't know. We live in
it
interesting times.
It could be matter.
Robert Perry... I'm... Does he even... Like, I want to know... Because I could put that I'm a journalist down. I wrote for a website called The American Tribune. It was in the vein of The Onion. And it was essentially a parody website made by STEM people. So science, tech, engineering, math, whatever. So it was like for STEM, by STEM. And it got really popular, and it was featured on Comedy Central. You can actually see, it was like their whole Comedy Central at Midnight episode was just based around that. They mentioned the first 2 minutes. They show the article, one of the articles from the site, and then they go on for the rest of the entire episode just making jokes off of that one article. And I'm like, where's our compensation for that? But we did get a lot of traffic, like thousands of dollars were made, not by me, unfortunately. The way the payout was like by writer, but it was fun for a little bit, but we had to take it down because everybody started looking for jobs. It was not
wow.
One of the people actually got hired by The Onion to write.
Dang.
I saw
it.
Whoever was the most popular guy, who I think was the one was featured on Comedy Central, presumably. But the site doesn't exist anymore. But you can still find stuff if you really want to. Archive.org.
I'm gonna try to later.
It's I have some of the articles saved, but they're archived. But you can also just use one of those websites like archive.org. So do you ever do that for like school? Have you ever tried that?
I don't think so.
Sometimes I'll like go back. Is it archive? I think it's archive.org.
Yeah, it is.
They got the...
Oh, wait. I have to use this for some reason, but I don't remember at all.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
It's the Wayback Machine. So you could type in like your class page, for instance, and see kind of what's coming next. And occasionally they'll have answers. I'm not saying that to say like, you know, be immoral, find the answers. I'm just saying sometimes they have different versions of stuff, so you can get a lot more content, which is helpful in some classes where the information isn't really all out there.
For some reason, one of the top archives is speedruns.
Really?
Like, it's on the front page.
Maybe that's based on you.
Yeah, I don't...
Wait, I see LibriVox. Do you see LibriVox?
No.
Oh, I do see it. 4,134 items of speedruns. Guess what's right next to speedruns is old-time radio, which is what we talked about last time.
Wait, what the hell is happening? I'm scared.
where is MGK involved in all of this? Is my real question. MGK owns old time radio and speedruns just real life. He speedruns through time, because that was the theory, was time travel.
You know how you like your parents always, they have like this specific face for disappointment?
Yeah.
This is Robert Perry's version.
He looks so different there too. I can't tell if, wait, he was on InfoWars? What kind of, he's not an investigative journalist. Let's go back to this. I'm looking up Robert Perry InfoWars because somehow I can't see. Oh, my, he's written a book called America's Stolen Narrative. We were joking before this started that, what was the thing with the conspiracy, the theme generator? Do you remember?
Oh, it was like Illuminati, Vikings, and electronics.
As you know, we have no original ideas, so we just use a board game theme generator. But that's way better. This guy embodies all of those things. American Stolen Narrative, he's on InfoWars. Robert Perry's not...
Oh, he died this year.
Robert Perry's dead?
Yeah.
I take year. It all back. Great guy. Can't say no. Because the thing is, he's still a conspiracy nut, even if he died. But I would have liked to shake his hand. You know? He's like the kind of guy you want to shake his hand.
He wrote the October Surprise X-Files, The Hidden Origins of the Reagan-Bush Era.
Like, that's another book he wrote?
Yeah, we need to read all this guy's literature.
X-Files, it all comes full circle. He wrote all
it's
of X-Files. $30
on Amazon.
That's it? It probably got a lot more after he died. Clearly, he's
$45 on Bibliomania.
It's $25.
Oh, it's signed.
For a paperback of America's Stolen Narrative, not signed. And it's got 31 reviews. I'm curious. First-rate investigative reporting. I take it back. Wait, what? Perry challenges Republican patriotism. That's interesting, because usually, like, conspiracy theorists who go on InfoWars wouldn't be challenging that, I would imagine. But one of them says, I feel like he's a fake newser.
A fake newser?
Is that even... And it's in quotes. A fake newser. What does that even mean?
I'd have a drink with Robert Perry.
Yeah, like, you know how they ask, I mean, specifically when you're younger, usually it's like, if you could go back in time, like, what are the three people you would meet? Definitely Robert Perry. I'd wait for, who else would it be? It'd definitely be Robert Perry. Then I'd probably wait for Alex Jones to die. And then probably talk to him, preferably at the same time. Like, if you could have a dinner party with three people, I'd want Alex Jones, Robert Perry, and maybe, like, some really controversial figure on top of that. Like, some dictator or something. Just because it'd be the weirdest group ever.
Wait.
I need to zoom in on that.
I don't know why it comes up, but it's because it's transparent in the bottom for some reason.
Robert Perry, 9/11 evil? I don't see it.
I'm so confused on the context.
What does he sound like? I want to know. Do you think he has, like, a good radio voice? Because he looks like he would just be an author and, like, you know, that's it. Like,
yeah, I don't... There's got to be a clip.
I looked up X-Files for some reason. I got so excited when you said that. I'm like, he wrote an X-Files episode? But that's not what you meant.
That's what I was hoping. I was hoping you, like, wrote about aliens or something.
I actually have a book like that. I don't know why I bought it. I didn't read it. It's just sitting on my shelf, so people think I'm, like, nuts.
Right.
I think if you looked at my bookshelf, people would think I'm absolutely crazy. Luckily, nobody reads books, really, so nobody looks at the bookshelf. But if they did, man... 30 years ago, they'd think I was a nutcase, dude. Just based on that, I mean.
He does have a good voice, actually.
I could actually see him having a good voice.
He's got, like, I just heard, like, 10 seconds of him.
But
he's beautiful.
Fooling America.
Come on.
Wait a second. Tell me if this makes sense. All right, the the paperback for Fooling America, How Washington Insiders Twist the Truth and Manufacture Conventional Wisdom. It's $25 for a paperback. Guess how much the hardcover is?
Less for some reason.
$3.23. I know it includes used ones.
That's like the thing that happens with all like old things that are kind of like obsolete and like no one's looking for them, is like the prices for them just don't make sense ever.
Oh wait, no, it's actually $30 new for the hardcover. I'm considering buying a used version of it.
Let's like still like that. That's it's not like worth $30. But
oh God, no.
But that's what happens to all old things for some reason. Wait, come on, he looks beautiful. Or sounds beautiful.
Yeah, he actually has like exactly the right voice for it, probably.
It looks exactly how he's
he does look like how he sounds, yeah. But I was jealous. I was jealous of Robert Perry and how he was on InfoWars and they wouldn't even let me on. That's how crazy I am. They looked at my bookshelf. They said, we can't let this guy on here. He knows too much.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Dude, I don't know if I can move past that mustache. Conversational
segue, right?
Dude, I don't know if I can move past that mustache he's got. That is a big obstacle. Well, I mean, you know what's going on with the hurricane and stuff?
Oh, that's the storm, yeah.
The crazy thing, I don't even remember what is it called.
Hurricane
Florence.
Yeah, it starts with an F.
Yeah. So pretty much what I know is that a lot of people were like leaving, and I saw this picture of the highway like completely packed.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And then my mom told me later that picture's from 2015 and a completely different hurricane. And if you go look on Snapchat, like, you know how Snapchat has events to like people post about, so
yeah,
for some reason they think celebrating the hurricane's a great event to celebrate, so it's like, hey everybody, look at us freaking out and escaping. But everybody on there is going so smoothly through traffic, like they're showing their family in the car, and you'd be shocked how many people just stay. Like, even though this is supposedly awful, but I think it just got downgraded recently.
I have no idea.
It was all supposed to be awful.
All the information I know is from one of my Twitch viewers. That's all I know.
It says, Hurricane Florence downgraded to Category 2 storm as it nears landfall, but still could be devastating. Because it originally had 80-mile-per-hour like winds and stuff, and that was it was supposed to get even worse, and the trajectory was awful.
Well, that's great that it sucks now. Well, it doesn't suck, but it's less bad.
But they're still saying, don't... like. Other experts are saying this is like the worst storm they've ever seen and people need to escape. So I don't know who to believe. Because this specifically, like ABC News says, run away. That's what
they say. This is why I don't watch the news at all. I don't look up news. I mean, I should look up some stuff, but I just don't. And I don't bother.
Just look at the radar for the weather. You don't need a weather reporter to tell you, like, here's... like, you look at the radar, you see big storm, you're like, that's a storm. Like,
right.
But my mom showed me the radar yesterday, and trust me, if you saw that, you definitely would try to get, like, 8 states over. It was crazy. There were colors on the radar. Like, you know, generally the radar has, like, green to, like, red, like, dark reddish, red. Yeah. And yeah. It was, like, pink. It was, like, a color I'd never seen before. It was, like, off the chart.
I'm pretty sure that's, like, one of the worst, or if not the worst, color. Because I remember for some reason having like seen the color like scale.
Well, somebody get a picture of like the hurricane from above, which I think that one's actually real because it kind of lined up with the radar that I looked at. Yeah. But here, I'm gonna send you it. Oh, it's a video. Damn. It's scary. It takes up like 15% of the earth. Like, look at that.
Okay, then.
I would run.
I would, yeah.
That's something you just can't escape. You could hide anywhere, and that bad boy will get you.
Looks like it's definitely as big as like at least one continent. I feel like maybe not.
Maybe that's just the North Pole, and we're just so uneducated. Just
fake news. This is the North Pole.
I can
also
yeah.
The Earth is flat, so this picture is fake.
Yeah, look at the tip of that. I think at the northmost part of that picture, I might see the troll research station in Antarctica. I don't know why there's a hole in the middle. It probably goes to the center of the Earth. Everybody knows that's a real thing.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Is this the southern pole of inaccessibility?
Maybe.
How did the hurricane get there?
That's true. You know what the safest place probably is in the world? The Southern Pole of Inaccessibility. I was looking this up.
That's actually like legit. Probably gotta be one of the safest places. You're not gonna get killed by anybody. The only thing you have to worry about is the temperature.
There can't be a natural disaster if there's nothing there. Like, right? I don't know
you
if
just
that's true.
Take hold in the Soviet hideout.
I'm wondering, maybe like somebody's hiding there. You know, they just talk about it like it's inaccessible. But there's like some really famous historical person that everybody thought was that it's Tupac. Tupac is in the southern pole of inaccessibility. That or like
Elvis. I don't
know. It could be Elvis.
Still alive.
Could be like Hitler. We don't know. Adolf.
That's a good point.
Like hiding there because that seems too long to be an English name.
The best part about it is that it still has like the old Soviet Russia symbol on it.
Really?
Yeah, like the, what was it, like a gold, whatever it's called?
The, like,
I can't remember.
The...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the hammer and sickle.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wait. Wait, this isn't even, like... Oh, wait. Okay, give me a second.
I'm probably on a watch list now after all the weird things I just looked up in the past like 30 minutes. It's like
watch what?
Like the like a government watch list.
Oh.
Here. Yeah, I got.
But.
Oh, what the heck? What the heck? That's not what I imagined at all. That's crazier. That's way, way crazier. What?
I'm guessing it's just covered now.
That is bizarre. Oh my god.
His face points towards Moscow.
Have you ever seen a picture and you were like, I want to go there? Like,
yes.
Usually it's really beautiful. I don't know why, but I thought that when I saw the picture, but I definitely
want
to
go here. I want to see this.
I don't know if I do, but like, it would be awesome, but then you're also stuck in the middle of nowhere and you're like, you see that and it's really cool, but then what do you do after? You know? You can't just go down the street, get some Mickey D's, get some McDonald's.
Please give me context for this. This is amazing. I actually don't want context for this picture. I don't want to know why this is, but it is.
That confirms our point, kinda, that something's hiding out there, and. That must be like the final outpost. Like that was their backup plan. The whole world's gonna be lit on fire by the Soviet bombs, and that's beautiful. I love how it's from DeviantArt too. Like somebody actually posted that on their page. They're like, "I'm proud of this."
Is DeviantArt still relevant?
I know there's one other art site that I think it's called ArtStation. But it's a little too professional, kind of. Like, you can make a showcase kind of portfolio style. And it's really, like, fancy and nice, but it's not really creative. Like, DeviantArt still caters to that kind of group that are, you know, real artists,
like,
kind of.
I don't know.
But I don't know if it's as big as it used to be, but they clearly haven't updated it.
It's like the hipster art website.
Kinda, yeah.
Not like actually like hipsters go there, but it's like in comparison to like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Three.
What I'm trying to say.
I think I know what you mean, but no, I have no idea what you're trying to say.
It's fine.
But there's some awesome stuff on here. Oh my god!
What's the most memorable storm of your life?
The most memorable storm of my life was like 2 weeks ago. And it wasn't that bad of a, like, I've been in way worse storms. I've been in scarier situations. I've been in ones where, like, I literally thought I was going to die. But this one, I was just sitting on the couch, or I guess it was a chair, with my dog, Finn. And we're just both sitting there. I'm talking to my mom. And suddenly there's just this giant, like, whip of, like, just thunder, just so loud. And it basically blinded me.
Huh.
And I jumped up, and I usually, even when there's a huge burst, like, you don't get that shocked by it. Like, you kind of know beforehand, like, you can see the light flash, or, I don't know, you expect a big one because there's been a lot of big ones. Completely didn't even know it was storming. It was just a giant noise. And I, like, basically peed myself, jumped up, and Finn jumped up, too. We were, like, all over. My mom's just sitting there, like, nothing happened. And the reason it's memorable isn't that. It's because I found out the house down the street, kind of across from where you used to live, was on, it caught on fire. And
from that,
yeah, the reason it was so loud, it's because it hit their goddamn house.
Oh my god. Okay,
so that's memorable because I can't forget it, because they insane. Just fixed their roof and stuff, like, it was all god. And they didn't know it hit it, and the fire, like, started in the attic and just kept spreading around. And that's just crazy to me. I did not expect that at all. But second scariest storm, I was laying in the basement, similar, like, light flooded in. This was earlier this year, too.
Oh, okay.
Everything, okay. All
right. Only a recent experience matter. I have things from when I was little where I was, like, scary, but I feel like it was magnified because I was younger, probably. Right. And, like, nothing really scarred me, though. Like, I'm not squeamish about the storms, but I was laying on the couch. I was just trying to fall asleep. I decided to sleep in the basement because my bed wasn't set up yet. Like, I didn't have, like, a thing to put my mattress on. So it was kind of weird to sleep on the floor. So I'm like, I'm just going to sleep on the couch tonight because the floor is weird. And so I'm laying there. Suddenly the whole room's, like, flow with light. And it just sounds like there's, I don't know. I thought I, like, died, kind of. Like, it was all white light and they were, like, talking to me. They're like, you died, like, welcome, or something.
That's what welcome.
That's what it felt like. And maybe I did die at that point. But it turns out I just hit the remote and the TV turned on and there wasn't a storm at all.
You've got some weird-ass experiences.
Because usually my TV turns on and it has, like, crackly static stuff. It doesn't go straight to the TV. And it just randomly went to this super white show, like, not white people, just, like, just bright, very bright. Yeah. And I don't know, they were talking and I didn't expect that, and I also was laying there and been like an hour and I didn't know it came on, and it was terrifying. But what about you? Were you scarred as a child?
Oh yeah,
that's what it seems like you're implying.
yeah, I don't know. Okay, it was like I don't know, somewhere between third and fifth grade, I think. Maybe it was sixth grade, whatever. Okay, it was in that era. I don't even remember. I don't like, time is not, like, an easy concept for me to remember. I just kind of have memories and I don't really know where they're from, but whatever. I was really young, and this is a long story kind of, but I was hanging out with Sam after school. Like, his mom picked me up or whatever for some reason. And we knew there was, like, this bad storm was coming. And it was, like, it really took a really long time to start, too. Like, it was cloudy for, like, all day. And then it started later. But anyways, we got to his house. I was playing my DS, like, Mario Kart or whatever. And we get out of the car, and there's some thunder. And my 3DS just turns off. I'm like, wait a second. This does not make sense. Because I didn't press anything. It just randomly turned off. It's like, what the hell is this? But anyway, my mom picks me up later, whatever. We go home. The storm is, like, definitely getting worse. There's, like, warnings and, like, the news is like, go to your basement or whatever. But it hasn't started yet. So my mom, for some reason, she's like, let's order pizza before this storm, like, decides to kill us.
Yeah, make the pizza guy die. That works?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what happened. But
they're not valuable.
She orders pizza. It comes like an hour later. or like an hour and a half later, this poor guy like has to walk in like the pouring rain to give us this pizza. But anyway,
where was the tornado pizza from?
I don't even remember.
I hope this guy got a tip at least. Is all I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But give him a $30 tip. That's how generous I am. That's why I don't order pizza.
But we were just hiding in my room for like, it had to be like a couple hours, a few hours. Like the tornado sirens like going on all night and everything. And I was just playing my video game. Not just trying not to like freak out, because I was always very paranoid about tornadoes. I still am, but I don't know. It was a scarring experience for some reason. It was like a very like impactful moment. Then my DS died, and then we just sat in the dark for several.
I think I know the exact storm you're talking about, because I remember.
You have to, because everybody I ask from where we live like remembers that.
I remember, but it just didn't. I remember there was one huge storm where everybody's power went out but ours for some reason. I don't think it was that one. The one you're talking about, mine definitely went out. And I remember.
Yeah, the one that we had the power was definitely out.
The light, like, if you looked outside, everything looked different that day. That's all I really remember from it. It's like, it was all. In fact, I was trying to do the same thing, but I was on my laptop. And I was like, all I want to do is play Garry's Mod on the internet. And there was no internet, though, but my laptop still had battery, even though it lasted like 2 hours. But overall, it wasn't that scary of an experience for me. But we also have a like tornado shelter in our basement, so we were just hiding down there.
Yeah, so, we lived in the condo, as you know, which is on the second floor, and there is no basement.
That would be terrifying.
So we're just kind of like, yep, we just got to be here.
Dude, you should have came into my tornado shelter. There's not that much room, but you could do it.
I don't think we even knew each other.
Probably not, but we were probably both peeing our pants at the same time, though. So it's like kind of camaraderie. But I think the scariest natural, I don't know if this is even natural or if it really happened, but I swear I remember this like natural phenomenon that happened to me, or supernatural if you want to call it that. It wasn't like a ghost thing, but there was a storm that was supposed to be coming, and I was in the, like, on our driveway, roller blading, I guess. I was going to say skating, but I guess it's a blade. It doesn't matter. It's
whatever.
The inline ones. I knew how to do it then, and I've since forgotten. It's not like riding a bike, apparently, but I should try it. I haven't done it in years, but I was addicted to it at that point, and all I wanted to do was do that, so I went out, and I knew a storm was coming. My mom was like, don't stay out there, and I swear to God, this must be a dream, because it still makes no sense to this day, but I'm not the only one who remembers it, so that's why it's weird. But there was, like, almost a wall of lightning. That's the only way I can describe it. It was, like, it just kept coming towards me. It was, like, a sheet of, like, ch-ch-ch-ch. And I read online later that there actually is a phenomenon where that can happen. But it's not really lightning. I don't know how to describe it. It's almost
like,
it's like, imagine in front of you there was just suddenly a flat plane of like transparent yellow, and then it just got closer and closer and closer. And that's what I remember.
Terrifying.
That's what I remember. And I remember my dad came and like grabbed me and pulled me around the house and took me inside. And that's all I remember. But I was so young, I don't know if I can trust like my memory or anything to do with it. But
yeah,
as far as I know, that shouldn't actually be able to exist. So, but I remember it really clearly, and it kind of still freaks me out.
It's the cool thing about being a child. Nothing has to make sense.
Yeah.
Everything is kind of like an idea. Nothing's like an exactus.
It's just weird, because I remember like after, like usually if you have a dream, you know, you either wake up or you realize it's a dream, but that was like,
yeah,
weird as heck. But have you ever had like a shared dream that somebody else had the same dream?
No. I remember, though, you mentioning that reminds me of like a very long time ago. You gave me like this huge lecture about it.
Well, there's when I was younger, like really young, I think it was probably like 9, my brother and his friends and me all had like the same, not the same dream. It was like the similar dream, but from different perspectives. And it was all like, it was in our backyard because that's where they would hang out, like my brother, friends, and him. And it was kind of like a zombie type thing, but people were from coming from different angles and different people like died at different times and they saw different perspectives. But the weird part was it all like made sense when you added them together, even though none of the dreams were like the exact same dream. And I didn't mention it at all, but I had the dream and then like they were talking about it. So like from my perspective, it must be true because they couldn't have made it up because I was the one who like came in afterwards and said it happened.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to know if any of those phenomenons actually exist and how often that happens to like other people. But since the lightning wall incident, I can't trust anything my brain says. So.
Can we trust anything? Is this all a lie? Is this podcast a lie?
I mean, is the theme Antarctica? It's up to know. You. Up to
this
you
this
to
one decide. White dude told us it was.
What is the... Is a storm even a real concept? I've never even
dreams
seen
that come true.
Yeah.
I get that, like... I feel like at least once a month that happens.
Well, a lot of people think... Like, deja vu is sort of like that. Not necessarily... Well, some people think deja vu is like you recollecting something you've seen in a dream. And some people say deja vu's more conspiratorially is like a different alternate universe and you're like syncing up or something. And so you remember it because maybe you lived it before or something crazy like that. I don't know. But yeah, I've had things. I used to, especially when I was younger, I had more and more dreams that came true. But the weird one is ones I've written down because I... used to do, I guess, I won't say extensive journaling, but I used to write a lot of my dreams down. And there's at least two in there that I wrote like years before and they ended up coming true, but they were specific enough where it wasn't like general. Like I remember one, it was, you know, like the sewer, like, I don't know how to say it, like the grates in the ground that are kind of decorative and have the like city and stuff on it.
Like, oh, yeah.
There was one that was...
The circular ones, right?
Yeah, the circular ones. But I remember one that was really intricately designed from a dream, and I kind of sketched a little bit and wrote about it. And all the stuff from that dream came true, and I saw it in real life. I forget where that was, though. I think it was in Michigan. It was like in the town square, like in the center type place. I gotta find where that was. Hopefully I can find the document too, because now I need to prove it to myself again.
That would
again.
Be amazing.
But even now, I think as I've grown up, I've had less of those type things. Sometimes I have ones that are oddly coincidental, but I could probably say. I was watching a video, Paul McCartney, you know, the Beatles guy, internationally famous, needs no introduction, just like parts of Antarctica. And so he was saying that he wrote, which song was it? He wrote a song and people were kind of like psychoanalyzing the Beatles songs. And he got wind that one of the, I think it was Eleanor Rigby, in the graveyard near where he met John, there actually is a gravestone for an Eleanor Rigby, but that's not where he got the name at all. So people thought maybe like subconsciously or something he knew that was there, or like it was nearby and he somehow got that knowledge, because he claims he just liked the name Eleanor, and then on a sign he saw it was like Rigby, I don't know, bakery, some sort of local store, and so he just put the two together. But Eleanor Rigby doesn't seem like it would be a common name, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's actually kind of crazy.
The thing that's weirder to me than things that have come true or like even weird time travel-y stuff is stuff like that Eleanor Rigby experience, where it's almost like your mind hears about one thing and starts putting all these other things together. It's kind of like,
yeah,
if you buy a Jeep, you suddenly see lots of Jeeps and you're waving at everybody who has a Jeep because your mind puts it in that context, sort of. And I think it's the same with everything, probably. And it's kind of weird because it makes you wonder, like, is my brain making up the reality around me? Maybe. It's
just like, is the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever
heard of that. That sounds familiar.
It's pretty much just exactly what you described.
I've tried looking that up before. What is it exactly?
I'll just send you a link.
Yeah, send me a link.
It's like you said, you learn something or find out about something and then you like see it.
Oh my god. I've been looking for this for years. I read about this years and years ago, and I
the example it says is a car.
Really?
So, yeah, it's exactly what you're talking about.
Because there was another word for this. It was like a single
frequency illusion, recency illusion. I don't know.
Oh, there's a philosophy version of this, or maybe it's psychology that isn't this one. Because this is the psychology version, I'd guess, right? Because it's about the human brain and neuroscience type stuff. But there's another version of this in, like, philosophy instead that has a slightly different name. And that's what I was thinking of. But it happens a lot to me, like, all the time. With especially just book title specific words, or I learn about something I never knew about. And, like, think about it. You haven't heard something for, like, maybe, you know, like 22 years or something, and suddenly it's now everywhere.
Yeah, like it's at one point it makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of it's just like the car thing. You notice it everywhere only because your mind's thinking about it. But like a lot of it gets like weirder than that, where it's like something really obscure and then you start seeing it everywhere, but you really shouldn't because it's really obscure.
Well, it makes you wonder what else you're like filtering out and don't notice. Did I ever tell you about there was one psychology experiment where they asked the person to count how many like basketballs or something are being thrown between a group of like six people?
No.
There's like one basketball and they're just throwing it, tossing it back and forth. And at the end, they asked the people, how many did you see? And everybody got the right answer. It's like, I don't know, six tosses or something. And then they ask the more important question is, did you see the gorilla? So in the middle of the footage, a guy just walks in a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Just stands there, hits its chest a few times, and walks away, and none of them saw it.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah.
So I wonder if that is related to this phenomenon.
It probably, like, that's, like, a very, like, general, like, idea. Like, you just don't notice things that you're not looking for.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, like, the Mandela effect type thing. You know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of the same, but I guess that would be different. But that's really cool that you knew the name of that, because I've been looking for that for like 3 years. So what if...
Oh, I need to mention something really quick.
Yeah.
When you said Paul McCartney earlier, it reminded me of an article I saw yesterday. It was, I don't remember the exact title, but it was like, Paul McCartney recounts on the time that he masturbated with John Lennon.
I did see that, but I didn't know how to bring it up. I'm glad you did.
I just like how he explained it. He's like, we were hanging out with some friends. We were doing some drugs, had some alcohol, and someone just starts masturbating. So we're like, oh, why not? It's pretty much the story.
It makes sense if you're on drugs, you know? Like, oh my God. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I like the way Paul tells stories. He just released a GQ video where he goes through and explains some of the songs. Just kind of, Paul McCartney breaks down his most iconic songs. It's actually like a half hour video, but I watched it and he kind of just goes through what was happening around that time, like their process, what they did. And it mostly comes down to like, they're just winging it. Like, they'd walk in, and The most interesting part, he said, they never had a dry session. So basically, which sounds weird once you take into account what you were just talking about. Now that I think about it. But basically, they always came out with a song in over 300 sessions or something. And him and Sean always came out with a complete song, not like an idea, like literally one whole finished product.
It's probably the power of drugs right there.
Probably. It's pretty crazy.
You should probably try it for this podcast. It might be a little better.
Wait, what? Oh, for the... you're not already on them? Just me then. But dude, right before this, I ate some Pub Mix. That stuff's spicy. It basically puts you on a high. It's awesome. Definitely recommend. So
Pub Mix?
Yeah, it's just like some bars what they call it.
Okay.
But you can buy like a big big bin of it for like
big bits
Bitcoin,
of bits.
Bitcoin. Donate to Bandit Yoshi Live on Twitch. Okay, you know how you can have a bit jar on you should make this your bit jar. I hope that's a
I just need an empty one.
I have an empty one. I can take a picture of it. that would be the best custom Pub Mix ever.
This is something I eat when it's like I go to someone's house and this is like all they have. I never get this. I never go. Why is it the only thing you have?
No, it's just I do like it. I just
like it's not bad. It's not the only thing I have. It's not like the one thing, like, I never go to a store and be like, oh, I want some Pub Mix.
Like, if it's I just see like,
oh, there's Pub Mix, and that's a thing.
I never knew what it was, because my mom just brought it home one day and was like, eat this, and I was like, nice, it's spicy. Did you see that the Keaton Patty guy did the Olive Garden commercial one?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
All right, okay. Okay, let's get into that hour point. You might as well. I read all of them.
Let me see. How do you have it up, or should I send it to you?
I don't have it up.
How do I send it?
just Twitter's confusing.
There it is. It's literally the top thing on his Twitter. It's
they gave me a Olive Garden, like, I don't know how long it lasts, but some sort of like free something gift card.
Pasta
or something.
Did you see they have a card? They sell it like once a year and you get like unlimited pasta. I forget what the website is called. You can buy one yourself. I forget what it's called. It's not at like Olive Garden.
He got the never ending pasta pass.
Never ending pasta pass. It's on a different website. And it's like, it was so weird because somebody sent it to me and it was. There was two types of the card. I'm excited for I want the endless pasta because it was actually a great deal because it was like a limited number. Hopefully it comes up in my history.
It's been a couple of years since I went to Olive Garden.
I actually only recently went there for the first time. Like not like probably like 3 years ago. But most people I knew like been there.
They've been there
whole
for
life.
A while, yeah.
They're like, I love it. It's my favorite. But you go check that out. They're sold out now. But once a year, they basically open this up. And they have one that's 8 weeks and one that's 52 weeks. And it's only $300, which is crazy.
It's not bad.
Like, $100 for 8 weeks? That's more than I might spend in a week at a grocery store if I'm buying, like, high-quality stuff. If you live next to an Olive Garden, look out for pastapass.com. We're not sponsored.
That's what they gave the bot, though, the first one.
The first bot was
the $100 one. They gave the $100 one to the bot, which means him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, they should have gave him the 52 weeks, those cheapos.
Oh, give me 1 second. Entertain our two people watching 1 second.
Imagine you were one of these 23,000 people who got 8 weeks of unlimited servings of pasta, sauces, and toppings from their never-ending pasta bowl. What would you do? It's kind of like winning the lottery. Like, people always ask, what is the first thing you would do if you got $1 million? What's the first thing you would do besides get incredibly fat on unlimited servings of pastas, sauces, and toppings from their never-ending pasta bowl? This is why we need sponsorship. Because I think I have the right voice for the sponsorships.
You but do.
Who fits the brand of Mean Value Theorem?
I just had to go eat a Tide Pod, and boy, it was good.
Had to duck out Lay's sponsored Tide Pods. You can't eat just one. It's true. I mean, have you ever just ate one Tide Pod, be honest?
It's like a two-in-one. Like, think about it. It's a value pack. You're getting something to do your laundry with, but you're also getting a snack.
Plus, like, you won't, like, if you have indigestion later, it won't smell.
It won't smell at all. And like, think about it. Like, if you don't have that much laundry to do, just take a half bite of that Tide Pod and then just throw the rest in. You're full.
Even
and
better.
You're doing laundry.
You, like, you know, you use your, like, incisor or something. You just bite into it. You split it in half. You eat half and you rub the other just straight on your shirt. You don't even need a laundry machine.
You don't even need to do laundry.
Yeah. Nobody should shower. That's what I
type in tidepods.net/meme value theorem for what was it again?
Tide Pods? I don't know what you mean.
for a 25%
for
discount.
52 weeks of endless Tide Pods for unlimited servings of Tide Pods from our never ending Tide Pod bowl.
Are you ready to read this?
I guess.
What do you want to be? I want to be the waitress.
I guess I'm friend one and friend two and friend three and the announcer.
I'll be friend three.
You want to be friend three?
Wait, who's going to be the announcer? You'll be the announcer? I don't know.
The announcer only has one line. So wait, well, who has the line before?
Who's going to be the narrator?
Oh, God. Is the announcer and the narrator different? Oh, yeah, because it's like a screenplay, I guess. Do you want to be... Should I be the narrator and you be the announcer? Because, wait, no, I'm friend two, so you should be the narrator and I should be the...
Yeah.
What's a wet voice?
You're going to have to figure that one out.
I'm gonna try to copy Robert Perry's signature sound. That's probably what a wet voice sounds like.
Wait. We need to go to Lyrebird. Put in Robert Perry's voice.
Oh,
immortalize that
forever.
Man's voice.
That's a great idea. We should go back and do that with famous people and then be like famous okay. dead people and just right, be right. creepy. Okay. I ready, looked ready. Up what a wet voice is and it says, what is a wet dream?
We'll talk about that in the next podcast. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Sure.
A group of friends laughs at a dinner table. A waitress comes to deliver what could be considered food. Pasta nachos for you. We see the pasta nachos. They're warm and defeated.
The menu is here.
Lasagna wings with extra Italy. We see the lasagna wings. There's more Italy than necessary.
I shall eat Italian citizens.
Unlimited stick. We see the unlimited stick. It is infinite. It is all. Leave without me. I'm home. Gluten Classico from the kitchen. We, the Gluten Classico, we believe the waitress that it is from the kitchen. We have no reason not to believe. Friend 4 says nothing.
What is wrong, Friend 4?
Friend 4 says nothing.
Friend 4, what is wrong, Friend 4?
Friend 4 smiles wide. Her mouth is full of the secret soup.
Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here.
There's the what?
I think I was supposed to do it during saying it, but close enough. When you got to the weed, the gluten classic part, I thought it was going to devolve into, like, what's that one show, like, the You Smart thing? Like, You Smart, whatever. I thought it was going to be like, we the gluten classical, we the... But then it just was like, we believe. And I was like, oh, okay. I get now he doesn't edit the grammar, which is what makes that X-File one way more impressive.
Yes, true. I love these things.
Keaton, yeah, check out Keaton Patty. We've done it again. What a genius. I mean, lyrical genius. If he's the one making the bot, I guess it's still him making it when you think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he says anything about how he programs it or anything.
Do you know the interesting thing is, if you read his biography, it says, I've written for New Yorker, The Onion, Comedy Central. Do you think he knows about the American Tribune? And he probably is the person who wrote Comedy Central at midnight that day. It's full circle once again. What if Keaton wow. Patty is Machine Gun Kelly? check out his website. He's great. I love Keaton.
He's a handsome man.
Did you see his website, dude?
Yeah.
I'm on it right now. It's an even better picture of him.
Yeah.
I love the style. You can tell, like the classic GitHub.io. I kind of want to go check out other things he's done besides. It's kind of weird he doesn't have the GitHub on it. Oh, wait, it is GitHub. Can I just do that?
Yeah.
No, but like his code page where you can see what people's projects are and like what they've contributed to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's he just has his website on there.
Yeah.
Give us your source code, Keaton Patty. We want to make. I want to make an entire website like The Onion, but with this bot. And it just, all of the content
it just writes an article a day. No matter, like, yes. you just upload it no matter what it does.
How many?
Just have it read, like, a bunch of articles on the internet and then just have it make its own article.
I'm going to have it read The Onion and then call it, like, The Garlic or something.
Garlic.
And that's it. That's the whole concept. That would be next level. It can't be that hard. Even Keaton could do it. I love you, Keaton. I know, shots fired. You have way more followers than me. I love you. Please take pity on me and give me your source code. If you're interested. If you're interested in making The Onion with me, hit me up.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, but we did it once again. Yeah, meme value theorem isn't about catering to people in a nice way. The Mandela effect. What do you remember? Nothing, because we hate you.